That's Fresh Air this afternoon right here on listener-supported 90.5 WCBE-FM and HD Columbus and 106.3 FM in Newark. And, of course, we're online at WCBE.org. We're so happy to have Lake Street Dive back in Studio A. It's been about a year, so welcome back.
Thanks.
Good to be back.
Oh, my gosh. They were so busy last time, but it's been even busier for you lately. So we'll talk all about what's been going on with this new release and all the TV, all the great concerts and things that are going on with you guys right now. And we'll talk about the beginnings, too, for those who might not know. But they're going to start us off with one song right now. They've got three for us today. What's this first one you're going to do?
We're going to do the title track from our new album. This is Bad Self-Portraits.
Excellent. It's Lake Street Dive joining us live from Studio A, the title track to their brand new release, Bad Self-Portraits. And they'll perform tonight over at Scully's. That show's sold out, but we'll have some tickets to give away for you after we hear them perform all three songs today. So be sure to stay tuned. I don't think you're going anyway for this great live session today. Last time, well, the show sold out over at Natalie's. Now they're at Scully's, but last time through our studios was when they were with Yonder Mountain String Band. So we're grateful to you guys for coming back to see us and play for us. And because I know you've been busy with the Colbert Report and David Letterman and all sorts of great things going on for you guys. Must be pretty excited and, well, tired.
Yeah. There's some minor exhaustion, but the shows have been so good and we're so excited to, you know, to be on the road right now.
But yeah, yeah.
It's all good.
So a weird thing happened. Juanito Pascual performed live from Studio A this morning, and you guys went to the same conservatory in Boston.
Yeah, their drummer Tupac Mantilla is an old buddy of mine from college, and yeah, it's just
the small world kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But traveling musicians, this is the only chance you get to see your old friends sometimes.
You just never know.
On the road, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the beginnings and the conservatory and how who recruited who and how it came to be LSD.
Well, we were in fact recruited. Mike McDuck Olson over mm-hmm. here. He's the guitar player and trumpet player. For those of you listening, formed the band. It was near the end of our first year at NEC, the New England Conservatory, and he just, you know, he came up to each of us individually and said very formally that he would like to form a band. And we got together in a practice room. You know, he wrote the name on the wall, and it was a chalkboard. It wasn't vandalism.
Yeah, and, that's good.
And then, and that was it.
And the kind of the idea or the concept behind the band was a little different than how it started.
Yeah, it was originally, you know, as jazz students, we were approaching things from more of a jazz framework. I think the idea was far more like influenced by avant-garde jazz, which we were all sort of knee deep in.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved away from that considerably, which I think our audiences will thank us for.
Well, I'm sure there was good stuff back then, too. It's just changed a bit, right?
No, not really.
So much? All right. Well, the good stuff here, right? That's what we have right here. It's Lake Street Dive, and we'll talk more after the song, and we still have those tickets to give away for the sold-out show tonight at Scully's with Midnight Moxie opening up. What's this next one you're going to do?
Another one from the new album. This one's called Use Me Up.
All right.
Oops, sorry. Switchy. Mike's got to grab his shaky.
Yeah. Mr. Shaky's ready. Are you ready, Mr. Shaky? Okay, let's go.
Let's go. We're all set.
One, two, three, four.
Right in front of me. 'cause you use me every and you wear me down. When I give up, when I'm glad I frown. Oh, I'm this way and I'm that way, 'cause it's your way or the highway. You use me
up,
and you wear me down. When I'm ahead, I give up. When I'm glad I frown. Oh, I'm this way and I'm that way, 'cause it's your way or the highway.
You use me up, 'cause you use me up.
And you wear me down,
and you wear me down.
Oh, you use me up,
'cause you use me up. And you wear me down.
Lake Street Dive, another one live from Studio A. They'll perform tonight over at Scully's. That show is sold out. Well, gosh, a lot of your shows are already sold out. I've got a long tour. They're on the road for quite some time, and we're happy that they came back to see us here at WCBE, and we'll do a ticket giveaway after the next song that they do for us. That one is off their Bad Self Portraits, both that you heard. You heard the title track earlier, and I'm sure the CD will be available over at the show tonight. Midnight Moxie will open up, and while we mention the Colbert Report, you may have seen February 5th, David Letterman on February 21st, and Rolling Stone's 10 artists you need to know, they're on that list, as well as one of Columbus's own, Lydia Lovelace, on that same list. So much going on, and T-Bone Burnett kind of asked you to be a part of the Coen Brothers film, Inside Llewyn Davis. So tell us a little bit about that at Town Hall in New York City.
Well, the Coen Brothers, along with T-Bone Burnett, T-Bone Burnett did the music for the movie Inside Llewyn Davis, and as sort of a part of that project, they put on a concert that was sort of celebrating folk music, because the movie is about the folk scene in the 60s.
Right.
Miraculously, about a month before the concert was put on, we get a call from T-Bone saying, would you like to be on it? It was amazing. We were, you know, on what's the word for when there's many bands?
A review?
I don't know.
A showcase?
Yeah. There was many artists that were super famous and who we hugely respect.
Okay, then maybe not a showcase.
They
don't need showcase, nor do you at this
point. It was a talent show. we were completely unknown, especially compared to the other people on that concert. There was like Gillian Welch and, you know, nice. Marcus Mumford, Elvis Costello was there. It was bonanzas. And
bonanza?
It was amazing.
That's what it was, a bonanza.
It was more
a bonanza. Bonanza.
Yeah.
You got it. Well, cool. We've got a ticket giveaway to give a ticket. A pair. Oh, my gosh. I'm stymied. We've got a pair of tickets to give away for the show tonight. It's sold out. And you can also check out their nice ski suit shoot that they just took, posted another one. That's very lovely.
Thank you.
Yes, you can check that on our Facebook page.
It was very cold that day.
And I want to say Mr. Shaky sounded quite lovely over there.
He was happy to be a part of all this.
Well, thank you all. It's Rachel, Mike, and Bridget. We're thrilled to have you back, and we really appreciate it. And congratulations on all this newfound success. More to come.
Thanks, you.
Uh-huh. And Lake Street Dive, taking us out with one more. I heard that. No.
We're all a little stymied today.
Yeah.
All right, this one's called Bobby Tanqueray.